You are so beautiful tonight. I just have to say that. You should all get a chance to be up here looking out once in a while, this beloved, beloved community. Unexpected. Whoever expected a baby in a manger to break open the heart of the world? Why not, I say? Why not? Each night a child is born is a holy night. And each person who's ever been gifted by the vulnerable presence of new life can attest to the miracle of it all. Wondering perhaps not, when will it end, as Sophia Lyon Foss asks, but wondering perhaps, how did it start? This miracle of life. Just yesterday, I was sitting in the Moxie Bread Company having lunch over there in Louisville, and I was sitting next to three new moms who had their little ones all kind of swaddled and snuggled against their bodies, and I was listening and kind of smiling knowingly at their new mom anxieties, whether this brand of car seat was really the safest one, or how this year's family visit would go. As Ruth mentioned, there's all the family stuff in the holidays, right? So I was listening to them and kind of smiling and thinking back, but I also watching them recognize that new mom glow, that glow of love broken open in an unimaginable, unconditional love. And I remembered those days when I felt that most profoundly in my own life, and when I wondered to myself how a person this big, who slept about 18 hours a day, could take up so much of my time and my energy, and how quickly my whole world moved around, was turned upside down by the power of this new life, this miracle of life that has become a miracle in each and every one of you. Here, beloved community. This love, this kind of new love, inspired me to stretch and grow in unimaginable ways, and I'm still growing and stretching. Now, of course, no one knows for sure the real birth story of Jesus of Nazareth, but it probably doesn't look like the Christmas pageants that we had in here earlier this evening, or even the more professional ones that are performed throughout the world on this very night. But as Ruth said, that doesn't matter. What matters in this mythical story is the unexpected love that was born on that holy night. The kind of love that inspired an innkeeper to clear a space in his stable. It was all he had to offer for a lonely couple in need of a place to rest. The kind of love that calls shepherds and kings away from their routine duties, turns their world around as they follow a star, to experience the miracle of life. The kind of love that later grew to an incredibly, radically inclusive and revolutionary love. A love that called truth to power. That said no to the systems of oppression that were common in that day. That required that all people were seen as holy. As people created in God's image. The kind of love that because of its radiance draws disciples and followers and builds beloved communities. The kind of love that is still at work in the world today. Its possibility awakened in us whenever we experience that preciousness of life, but especially in its most vulnerable of states. I heard a story on NPR yesterday about Greece. Greece, as you know, has been in a state of near economic and political collapse for years now. It's a pretty hard place to live, from what I understand. And with this year being deemed the International Year of Migration, 800,000 of the nearly 1 million migrants crossing Europe, so if you can put those numbers even into your mind, 800,000 of them are passing through this one struggling country. And the island of Lesbos in particular is perfectly situated on this dangerous track across the Mediterranean that the migrants are taking. Now, those people on that island could have turned their backs, and perhaps many of them have, too deeply immersed in their own struggles. But stories continue to emerge from that place, that little island in the world. Stories that show not only the resiliency, but an unexpected love that arose out of seeing people in their most vulnerable states. The Greeks saw that they could help cold, wet babies and their families off of boats. They saw that they could give food and shelter. People like restaurateur Dionysus Heremis on the island of Lesbos offered what he had to the refugees. First a bathroom. He just opened his door for a bathroom. But then he started to offer food and water until he was out of business himself, but still helping. That's the kind of love that can get broken open when we begin to see each other in our most precious and most vulnerable states. It's the kind of love we need in the world today. Hearts broken open with unexpected love. This kind of love that's open to both the promise and the pain of the world, it makes us strong. It makes us resilient. It makes us connected to one another in ways that many times the world out there would want us not to be. And yet we need our hearts broken open to be able to love this way. It's this kind of love that enables this community to stretch and to bend and to grow in our own ways, great and small, to bring love unexpected to one another, to experience the brokenness of the world together, and to comfort one another to strength, to call one another after difficult diagnoses, and to show up for each other's chemotherapy appointments with a comfort shawl knit for just that occasion. It's this kind of love that has us calling on the depressed within our congregation each and every day to check in on them, or to bring a meal to someone we know with a fatal illness, to hold the hand of a grieving widow, or offer a ride to a nearly homeless person. And it is this kind of love that invites us to challenge our own prejudices and to march with the oppressed. The world needs this kind of love practiced and cultivated every single day, because there is a lot of pain in the world. And I think you're gathered here because you know that and want to come together to sing some songs and remember that the joy is there as well. And so in the midst of it all, we must allow ourselves to be transformed, to be broken open by the preciousness of it all, the miracle of life and its unfulfilled promises. No one knows the real story of the birth of Jesus, but this story, retold for centuries, this is the story of the homeless, the poor, and the refugee. Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem, fleeing their homeland because of government oppression and living in a foreign land. Does that sound familiar? And relying on the kindness of strangers. It's a story of Jesus born of miracle and misery, precious, vulnerable, created in the image of God like we all were, armed with love to heal the world. This story, I think, is a pretty good way to remind us in these darker days of the power of that love and to invite us once again to live as a community of hope, bringing light and unexpected love into the world. May this be our promise and our prayer. Amen.